Jem shouted. Mama! Jem's little sister pushed open the tent flap and stepped outside.
What happened?
She asked. Her eyes sparkled with excitement.
Did you hit color?
Jem stopped short. Just because I hollered doesn't mean I found gold. Ellie let out a big breath.
Why else would anybody around here yell like that?
Jem rolled his eyes. Silly little sister. Pa laughed.
She's got you there, son.
He dropped the turkey on a nearby tree stump.
I thought the same thing.
If you didn't wash a big gold nugget, then why are you shouting? Mama asked. Strike walked up just then.
Morning, folks, he said cheerfully.
Strike's going on a prospecting trip in the mountains, Jem said. He wants me to go with him. Can I go, please?
Please, God, let Mama say yes. Mama didn't say yes. She didn't say no. She said something else. May I go? Jem bit his lip. Mama was always fussing about the way he and Ellie talked. She had more to say.
I declare, Jeremiah, you and Ellie have run wild all summer long.
She crossed her arms over her chest. Mama was right about that. It had been Jem's best summer ever. Mama was still not done talking.
It's a good thing school starts up in a few weeks.
Jem groaned, but just to himself. He didn't want to think about school. Not ever.
May I go with Strike? He asked again.
Pa looked at their friend.
Are you really going off on another prospecting trip?
Yep.
Strike waved his arm toward Cripple Creek.
I can't wash nothing from that muddy trickle.
Pa sighed. I know. The rocker has stood empty since the end of July.
Jem peeked around Pa. Their rocker box sat on the creek bank. Jem could throw a rock and hit it if he wanted. Gravel, water, and dirt had rattled down that funny-looking contraption all spring. Pa and Strike had found gold with it. Not much, but enough to keep working their claims. But a rocker box needed water to do a good job. A lot of water. More than a gold pan needed. Pa would have to wait for the winter rains to use the rocker again.
May I please?
Pa held up his hand. Jem stopped talking. Strike laughed.
I did invite the young'un to go along.
He winked at Pa.
I hear he's got a birthday coming up pretty soon.
I do, Jem agreed.
Strike chuckled.
8 years old.
Jem nodded and stood on his tiptoes. He had to look older and bigger. Pa's dark eyes twinkled.
That's so.
A prospecting trip would be just the thing for a boy's 8th birthday, Strike said. It gets mighty lonesome on the trail with only a donkey to talk to.
Tingles raced up and down Jem's arms. Strike was a good talker. He could explain what a good idea this trip was. Jem was sure of it.